So welcome back to hour two, December 1st, Tuesday Live with Linda and with all of you, which is very exciting. So I would like to know if there's any other comments or questions that you have that you'd like to share on this subject, and then we'll switch to our experiences with T-Touch during this week since we've been together. So it looks like we're good. And so I'd like to hear how any of you have been able to apply T-Touch, or if you have any experience or any questions or any issues that you would like to deal with. And just to start it off, Anna, great. Thank you.
Well, one thing I've been having so much fun with this week has been working with my ears. Because I know last Tuesday we did some more kind of connection with our ears. So I thought this is the week for me to really start. And I think the thing that's so fascinating for me is, you know, for when I first started working with you, I was always thinking of starting at noon or 12, but now I'm thinking 6, as you suggested. So when I think about it, I'm like, am I thinking of starting at 6 and going to 3 or to 9? And I've really had to be, I've always tried to be conscious of it, but I'm really like with my ears, it was really an interesting idea. If I wanted it, you know, do I start going around so I get to 9 and then kind of pull out on it? So it's just interesting about like thinking about, do I end at 3 or do I end at 9? And of course, realizing if I go to 9, then I'm actually going to be bypassing 9 in order to go back to 9. So it was just this really consciousness. And I realized the beauty of T-Touch, when I'm doing it to myself, of course, is that I'm always connecting with my shoulders. And especially when you had suggested to me, especially with the heart hug too, starting at 6, and then, okay, I guess I'm going to end up on my left side. So I'm going to go towards 3, come back to 6, and then be at 3. And when you said, just be there and just connect and breathe at 3. And then I just kind of let go, relax, and then start again at 6. And then oftentimes go up towards 9 so I can end up here on my right side. And it's just been such a gift to connect that idea with my ears. So it's been a great week. And as I have mentioned, more than ever in my entire real life doing T-Touch, I have felt so stacked up. I mean, not that my back is all flat, because it's not. There's a little curve in it. It's a curve in my neck. But I feel when I'm standing on my feet, I just feel so like grounded and up, totally connected with the universe. And of course, I got to see the moon the last couple of nights and just connect with the sky. And there's just something so powerful to just be outside walking and connecting with my feet, with my whole self, up into the endless, you know, capacity of learning. And I just want to say how grateful I am, because this has just been a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. And I'm looking forward to whatever you decide you want to start at the beginning of the year. So anyway, thank you.
Great, thank you so much.
One thing I do want to say, my favorite toilet paper, during the beginning of the pandemic, I'd go down to our local, Market, and I'd have my toilet paper, I'd be hugging it, like, you know, who hugs toilet paper? But my toilet paper is 7th generation, and they'll do it where they're not bleaching it at all. And that is what I've, you know, it's a little costly, but I'm always looking for it. And right now, I probably have, 3 packs of, 12 each spread out through my place because I'm like, I love toilet paper now. So anyway, seventh generation, they don't bleach it. It's basically, you know, kind of a brownish tan color. I love it. Thank
and
you.
So it's without chemicals is what you're saying?
Oh yeah, no chemicals, no bleach. Yep. I mean, that's been the hardest part. If I go out, which I'm not doing now, obviously, but going to restaurants or whatever, and you use the restroom, I mean, the amount of toilet paper that's got chemicals and perfume and, you know, the thing that makes it really soft, you know, they're using some kind of chemical for that. And yeah. So just even that idea of using an old shirt, I mean, I've done that myself too. So, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And consider the possibility of looking at, if you have Costco, which you can order online, of I want to see what they're offering. I hope they still have it. Like the concept of using water to wash ourselves with. And and so it's a different concept for North Americans. We're not used to that. So thank you. So
Linda, I have something that I would love to deal with, that I want to deal with. Last summer, I had a surgery on my eye muscles, which helps in some ways, but it's still not so good. And especially when I'm looking at my phone like I am now, it's really hard up close. There's a lot of tension in my face. I'm squinting and I get headaches. And so I'm just thinking, how can I relax? And I want to learn to relax the muscles of my face. And I've been doing tea touches around my eyes. You know, any ideas would be great.
Well, a couple of ideas that I have. First of all, as you're doing the tea touches, are you paying attention to your in-breath and out-breath?
Not always. No.
Because that is number one. And when you're doing the tea touch, what are you thinking about? Like with your eyes, are you considering, the issues you have? Or could you just this week, smile. And with every tea touch, connect that amazing brilliance of our potential for connecting with that creative basis in every cell in our body. And let me read you something. I thought about this. I was going to pull this out because for some reason I thought, I have to remind you all of this. Just take me a second to pull out one of my favorite books. And I love to actually read it. Most of you have, or many of you have, this wonderful from Gene King, The Code of Authentic Living, Cellular Wisdom. And I want to just remind you of this statement that, and with tea touches, we can connect to this in a different way. So when we open, this is from page 14 in this book, by Joan King. When we open ourselves to source energy, that divine spark that is in, you know, 100 trillion cells in our body that makes it possible for us to breathe, to move, to think, all this. When we open ourselves to that source energy, we connect with cellular wisdom. For source energy, or that divine spark, that's in my parentheses, is our link to the creative energies of the universe. And this cellular wisdom, another comment here on this page, cellular wisdom are energy waves that allow communication and interconnection with that source energy. So as you're tea touching, this is your opportunity to just think, oh my goodness, Wow, I am connecting with that divine spark in every cell in the body. I'm connecting with that phenomenal intelligence that runs this body. I need that connection because our self gets in the way. And then what happens? We think of all the limitations we have as humans. Yeah, why not connect with the cellular wisdom?
I love it. Thank you. I love this group. Thank you.
How does that resonate with you?
Well, you know, I often forget that what I'm thinking about makes a difference. And you know, being in a state of gratitude and smiling and breathing, which is, you know, another thing that I'm integrating more into my life, even though I know I breathe, but, you know,
think of this, as you breathe in through your nose, imagine the expansion of this beautiful muscle that our diaphragm is. I think of the muscle, and go back and look at the pictures that we did, you know, and one of those sending. Look at the muscle and think of the expansion. And then as you gently blow out, and I love one of you came up with this idea, the concept of blowing through the straw slowly out. It's different than just blowing out through pursed lips. It's like, and think of a glass straw. And just think of, like, make up in your imagination, just blowing your breath out and joining with the creative energies of the universe. Wow. Yeah. And connecting.
Hey, I'm the straw. Is that imagining you have a straw or really having
imagining,
a straw?
Imagining. Imagine a glass straw. No, I would imagine it. Don't do it. That's too much, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
Just imagine it.
That's great. Thank you.
You can get these beautiful glass straws from Amazon. I don't use them because I was told every time you use a straw, it makes these lines.
Oh, yeah, I have enough of those.
Yeah, well, I don't need anymore.
But great. I think even putting your mouth in that position, even if it's there's not a straw, does that.
Well, as you do it, just think of these beautiful lines. I'm just like doing T touches and a little slide on them.
I've started to do T touches there too. Because I look at them and I go, oh.
No, but instead of like, oh, interesting. Yeah. Circle and slide. And you know, years ago, Vogue magazine had this little tip that you could do, like it was 50 years ago. I didn't keep doing it. you take a warm spoon in hot water, and they didn't use the T-touch, but I use T-touch, and you can iron them out.
And, I love it.
And if you do it with love.
Love.
These are things just like through my life experiences, I have these interesting lines.
Ah, yes.
What can we do with them? And love them. And love yourself.
Yeah. That is, thank you.
Well, just know that we're all there with you. Just loving you and ironing these out, because you can do it with your like guys are lucky because they do this thing like tightening their mouth over their teeth, and that you know keeps those lines away just with shaving. But we can do it tight and smooth.
The warmth of your fingers and the connection and all that. That's
great. And here's
lovely.
Could you do me a favor? Do you mind, Nancy, if we take this piece? Because we have, thanks to Marianne, we have a program called Otter, and this is transcribed simultaneously as we do this. So do you mind if I might collect that and post this?
I don't care, but I'd look awful, but
we won't see you.
Okay, good.
We just talk about this. What can we do to love ourselves in this way?
Yeah, because I look at them and I go, ew. You know, and really, I've been through a lot, and I've kind of earned those lines. And okay. Loving them, doing it with love, it's got such a different feeling to it.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jean. Yes.
And Nancy says, you know, you look charming. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
So, let's see. Would you mind, Jewel, because I just love going back to you, how are you doing with your body? Remember, I think all of you remember that Jewel has been dealing for a long time with these bone-on-bone knees before, that she has made a big difference with T-Touch, and then she had another issue, and she did this beautiful, very conscious, very loving zigzags, and it was the connection you made, Jewel, that was so amazing.
The cold makes my knees hurt a little bit, but nothing like the bone-on-bone pain. It just continues to get better or less pain, and it's pretty amazing to be able to just function normally, because there have been times when it's been very difficult. Not quite sure where you want me to go with it, but I'm doing great. In fact, I'm using the zigzags. That's just about all I'm using right now. And I'm not having pain really anywhere else except my knees. And if I do get a little bit of the, whatever the sciatica pain thing is, because I've also been told that that was in my head.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm on. Sorry.
I told you tomorrow.
Okay. Yes, people do just walk into my house. It's okay. I live where I live. It's okay.
So I'd like to add something to what you're doing.
Would I?
I would like to add something to what you're doing.
Sure.
With the pain in your knees. First of all, with cold weather, what about getting some leg warmers that would come up over your knees?
I've actually sewn pieces of fleece into pants that I walk in over my knees. One of the things I have been doing, I picked up from someone else, though. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the Salonpas patches.
No.
And they're all it is menthol, basically, the ones I use anyway. And I put a couple of those on my knee, or I've got a CBD warming gel that I'll put on it. Mostly if I just keep them warm most of the time, they're fine. But I have started taking some precautions to keep them warm when I am out working outside. Inside's not a problem at all, particularly.
So you don't have pain inside?
Not much. I mean, I'll have some residual pain if I've been outside and it's really cold.
Okay. Now, one of the things I'd like to suggest to you, and this is to all of you, when you're doing the T-touches, I'd like you to go back to not just using the zigzags, because that's one thing, but go into that pain, circle in a quarter, and use the laser. So I'm doing very light circle and a quarter and going to the center, spiraling to the center, and just visualizing straight in. try it on just on your hand, so you or on a, any part of your body like that has pain. Like, I'm going to do it. Let's see. Where do I have pain? I don't. So I'm going to talk to this because this is a subluxated part and I don't talk to it. And I need to start thanking it, but I can do it circle and a quarter. And I'm adding this little tiny, tiny pulsing connection. Thank you. Just like we talk to our plants. I'm talking to my body, to myself, and thanking them. And the smile, as we know, remember, activates the serotonin and the oxytocin. The smile is essential. And it's the smile of, wow, the gratitude that you can do something for yourself. Any comments or questions about that from anyone? Because I'm going to then add something else. Jewel.
Okay.
The pulsing part, what is that? Yes.
Pulsing. Like, it's just part of the laser. It's just like, it's tiny, tiny pulses when you're in there. Just like, oh, why don't I, there, like. It's the tiniest movement with my middle finger.
Okay. And is that after you complete the circle, right?
Yeah, circle and a quarter. Then you imagine kind of spiraling up and going up in the very center. You imagine coming lighter and going to the center and.
Nice. Is this what you were doing on your hands when you had some pain in your hands and it disappeared? Were you doing this laser?
What I was doing, I was doing the laser, but actually I was doing more like the sponge. I was, when I had hot pain, like really hot swollen joints and I could barely touch it, I was just holding really gently. That only happened one day. Most of the days I do it and just hold. I go in, it's like a sponge hold.
Okay. Okay, good, thanks.
Yes, and I'd like to answer that zigzag for everyone because you weren't all there. Jewel's talking about, we do it, here, I'll show you where it comes from. It comes from our work with horses, it started with. Many people, so instead of the circular touches, if I want to get can you see? Yes. It's just like, and I come to this bladder meridian. So I come very specific. And it's not just a casual, I do it really consciously, feeling this feeling of connection. And I hold the angle. So I do a 90 degree angle. And the reason I do a 90 degree angle and I hold that thought in my mind is that that keeps both hemispheres activated, the movement, the right brain, and the angle, the number 90 keeps my left brain. So I'm now Jewel is doing is a very gentle, just what it looks like, Jewel, just this very gentle, conscious connection. It's not left or right. It's just being there, connecting, communicating with this. And it was your consciousness that was so beautiful, your connection, I felt, because it took away the pain, right? Okay. Does this give any of the rest of you questions about T-Touch? How are you, Yael, how are you doing? How's it going in your part of the world?
Is she doing that down her knee, the zigzag? I just wasn't understanding how she's using the zigzag on her knee.
Oh, I think you weren't there that week. Do you want to show, Joe? No. It was just beautiful. because she was having a different pain. I forget, what was the other pain? It was not your knee pain, it was something different.
Well, it was, I started it because I was having some sciatica pain that I could not, I mean, nothing. Yeah. I was trying all my touches, and laser, everything. Nothing was really killing it. Yeah. Not a good word to use. And I started using, the zigzags on good my catch. Leg. And was going from front to back on my leg, from the middle front around to the middle back, around the outside. And when I do it with a very purposeful open and close of my fingers around, and I was probably doing close to a 90 degree angle sometimes then, but when I got to the worst place, which was very tight right behind my knee, I was literally using one or two fingers on that spot, and I could feel it loosen up immediately. Now on my knee, and I do this almost every morning, if I can get my foot up here to show you, I don't do it this way in the morning.
You can do it on your elbow or something.
Oh, no, I can't.
No, it's not. Can you reach your, if you can reach your knee, it's better.
You see? Can you see? Yeah, you can kind of see. Hopefully the chair won't roll out from behind me.
Yeah, please be careful.
Now, I was starting above my knee, my fingers together, and just going like that over my knee. Then I would go to the side.
Okay.
Far side. And go back in the middle. And I was usually doing it slower than I'm doing right now.
Yeah, and do it like you were doing it, because it was very specific.
I wish the camera would come back to Jewel.
Well, you can make it.
Or talk a little bit, Jewel.
I need to talk a little more for it to do that.
Yeah, to see you.
There you go.
I want to see. Good.
If somebody can please remind me what I can do to hold, you can hold it. There's something you can. I can
pin the video.
Pin the video.
Little dots at the top and pin the video.
And I do consciously think of how appreciative I am of these knees, though this particular one has been a problem since I was in second grade. But it still serves me greatly, and I very much appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So I have problems with my knees, and I didn't know what you were doing. Thanks so much.
Gotcha.
Hey, Jewels, I had a thought when you were doing that.
Yes.
Like when you brought your fingers together above the knee, mm-hmm. I like the sensation about pulling out the any discomfort, just pulling it out and coming back down and getting more and bringing it back up and pulling it out. You know, it was just something that maybe you're doing that. I don't know, but it was something that came to my mind.
I'm not conscious of that sensation. And I have at times done it with my hand more flat and not pulled my hand up quite so high, but I seem to like doing it that way better.
Mm.
Thank you.
It was really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, that both Maura Jean and you were not there when she did that last week. Okay.
And I do both, and I do both knees, and sometimes I do both of them twice. I usually do it when I'm sitting on the porch waiting for the dog to come back in. first thing in the morning before I've had my coffee, anything else.
And it helped your sciatica too?
Doing it from the front of my leg to the back of my leg around it. So I'm going over that nerve. And I would start with my hand like this in the front of my leg and go all the way around to the middle back of my leg on the outside.
Okay, thanks so much.
Beautiful.
Welcome.
Denise, have you had any chance to share with your class?
What do you mean to share?
Have you been teaching? And do you have any experiences since last week?
Yes, today. Today are two students there because they wrote to write tomorrow a test, big test, and I'm talking about the heart hug and the mouth touch because they are very very excited tomorrow mathematics test and and only on Monday, yesterday, with a fifth grade girl, I'm talking, and she tells me later she wants to be a horse therapist because you know your work, and she wants to learn more about this from me.
Mm-hmm, cool, great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Super. Okay. So other experiences. Liz, have you had any experiences to share from this last week?
Hi everybody. The heart hugs, I've got a new class again of mums with the babies, and I start the class now either asking them to put their hands on the heart or with the baby and then just breathing in, and it's just amazing. And then if I notice they're still a little bit unsure, I just start doing the motions because you just mirror it, don't you? And then by the end of the class, I actually talk the whole thing through. And I've got two people who work the Zoom in the children's center because we're still in lockdown here. And they're kind of fighting over joining the class to watch because they just feel so relaxed afterwards. So I'm trying to get a staff get together to do all the tea touch.
Beautiful.
It really is. I can't thank you enough. And my mind keeps wanting to do more tea touch with the babies. So I'd really like some thoughts or guidance. I mean, we have the traditional massage side, but I don't think we need any of that. I really don't. No. And my mind is buzzing with the potential, and you're the expert. So one day, I know you're busy, you know, any thoughts?
Well, the thing is with first of all, as you can imagine, the biggest challenge I think for guiding the moms to do it is to get them to do with a pressure of one. With a 1 1/4 circle and a little pause. Right. And really just, I would have them try both directions. If a baby happens to be fussy, you know, that probably because of allergies to the food. Yeah. The other thing, I don't know if you if they have diapers that are different, but when I worked with I think he was maybe 10 months old, who came to one of my horse trainings, a mom brought him during the day because he would cry every time after eating. And when I observed him, he was obviously in pain, and his belly was swelling. And so it was tight. And when I had her release that, you know, like loosen the diaper because it was really tight, he would not cry as much. And the other thing, of course, and I don't know, this has got to be such a problem. I'm sure he was allergic to maybe something she was eating in the milk. And that's where you can work with the tea touches, very gentle tea touches in the ears and little gentle stretches to help release that. But of course, the mom needed to be checked to see what she was eating. But no matter what it is, that's the beauty of it. You can help to release that. So very gentle work on the tea touch on the ears, just very gentle with little stretches. Everybody do it themselves. And Kirsten, darn it, I wonder, could you or maybe
Linda, we can hardly hear you.
Oh.
now. You need to tell me.
That's good.
Oh, so it's that ear, huh? Now, when you take the other one, can you hear me better?
Yeah, it's fine.
Huh, interesting. So it's like very gentle with your breath, with your smile. And that's a challenge for moms because, of course, they're worried. No, and so having them practice this themselves and really think of something they love, you know, just really think of love of something they love about their child, because you can help so much. And when they do the T-touches, giving that understanding of the activation of the serotonin and the gentle movement of the skin activating the oxytocin, that trust hormone. These are small things can make a huge difference in a short time.
Well, that's humble because they're huge things, aren't they, that can make a massive difference. But I just feel the more I do it, the less I need anything else. It just works. And yeah. I do a lot of the meditation where you breathe in a smile and become the smile. And it made me think of Nancy with her eyes, because working in the hospital, there's lots of children that, especially in the oncology, that have lost their eyes and things. And you've probably heard of Thich Nhat Hanh's, all the stuff of his flowers in your eyes. You breathe and you see the flowers.
Do you know that?
The beautiful meditations where you just breathe and then you feel a smile on your mouth and you feel your eyes smiling. You know, you just let your imagination flow.
That's lovely.
And you see the children, you know, they've lost the, you know, it's a sad fact that they've lost their eyes with the cancer, but you see the skin softening. But I haven't been in the hospital because of lockdown to do the T-touch, but I do a lot of that visualization with them. Amazing for these things. It's not my idea.
The biggest challenge is to get them to do the lightest possible movement in this circle and the quarter, because everybody thinks, you know, they have to work hard on the body, and we're talking like one or max two contact with those infants. I have to get my ear.
Thank you.
And Linda, we have a few questions.
Kirsten.
One is from Jean. Is there a place to do T-touch for a newborn with hiccups?
I'm just feeling. So what I would see if it works, and see if it's best on the belly with the hand underneath and the hand on the back, and breathe consciously in like. And as you're breathing out, you're lifting. And just imagining calming the diaphragm. Like, now, I would also, and keep a journal on this, I would also go to the slow ear T-touch. And Marianne, can you go to the membership site that had the ear drawings that we had, so you can see, and let's see where the diaphragm is.
Linda, you are a little bit hard to hear again.
I think she's asking us to go to the membership site to get the drawings of the ear so we can see what we're working.
Thank you. Let me see if I can turn this up anymore.
I don't know, Kirsten, if you're faster at that or not, but
I don't know. I will see.
You probably be faster at it.
Not sure.
Well, first of all, let's do the other questions, please.
The other question was also from Jean, and she asked, Linda, what is your thought process when you visualize the laser?
Like I'm visualizing connection, like cell to cell, sending that in whatever direction it needs to go. And I slow down just like I'm slowing down my voice. And you just see those cells. It just continues in the direction it's needed. Liz, you had your question.
It was just about with babies. I'm sure you're well aware that hiccups can be a sign of tiredness, overstimulation too. So when you were saying about the journaling, if the parent wants to look, when we get excited, we get overwhelmed, we get hiccups. So the T-touch and the diaphragm is perfect, but also it's looking at when it happens, how it happens, because sometimes less is more. And when we're tired, that was all. It was the cues of the baby, which the mom and dad will know best. So,
and that's really important. And then they can just do a couple of those and the quiet holds and completely quiet their mind. I mean, that's where the parents can have such an effect.
And imagining the T-touch. I've got the mums sometimes when they're, you know, sometimes you really want to do stuff and you can see the baby as if say, please leave me alone. I don't want anything. I get the mum, so just imagine in your mind, you're massaging. So we could imagine the T-touch. And then often babies, they stop hiccuping.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And my feeling from what I saw, I visited the Touch Institute in Miami, I don't know, 15 or 20 years ago. You must know, did you ever hear of that place? They were taking...
Tiffany Field.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
And they're doing this little, you know, just these really simplistic movements, which is way better than nothing, because these were babies who didn't have, the mothers weren't accepting them. And so they had nothing. But when you bring gratitude into it and bring awareness of the miracle this baby is into it, as you well know, something else, something different happens. And there's got to be so much fear that the parent is holding, because so many of them, if it's their first, they don't know what to do.
What I often do is get them just to hold their hands together.
Beautiful.
And get them to close their eyes and feel their hands. And while they're starting to do that, I just gently say to them, my favorite thing about baby massage is no one can massage your baby as well as you can. Your hands are magic. The way you look, the way you sound, the way you smell, the way you touch, no one can do it like you. And you just see them start to soften. And I say, if the baby is awake and you ask them, would you like some massage? You can do no harm. And that, you see a lot of confidence. And then we talk about the jazz hands of the babies when they get busy, just stilling. And it's, and you know, and when you realize when they feel their own hands and they know that they are the best, it's profound.
Well, and Liz, what I would like to say to you, many people only know that if you don't have a hard hold, they don't feel anything.
Yeah.
And getting them, whether it's massage or T-touch, to be able to touch that being and hold their own hand with a light touch, that's, for me, that's really important, because most people think massage has to do with pressure, and that's the last thing an infant needs.
Yeah, it is. It's connection. That's what I love. I love the babies, but I actually love the connection between the parent and the child.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you.
Communication that you're all about. So.
Beautiful. What a wonderful work you have.
I think we're all lucky, aren't we?
Yes, very. Kirsten, are there other questions?
I swear there was one more, but I can't find it. So whoever wrote it, please let us know again.
Okay, great.
And we found
it. Marianne and I have the ear chart, so.
Yeah. Let's put the ear chart up, please.
Linda, I asked a question.
Yes, who is it?
Gretchen.
Gretchen, hi. Yes.
You mentioned, and I've missed quite a few of these meetings, but you mentioned the zigzag along meridians.
Yes.
I would love to hear more about that.
Well, if you're working with dogs or horses, it's interesting. It's not so interesting with humans because we can't work on our own back in that same way. And it's the last thing I would do with my back is a zigzag.
But so you could work along the meridian along the outside of the leg from the foot up.
I think more is just to feel what was happening with that I saw happening with Jewel is just to feel where her hands wanted to go.
Okay.
That would be my sense. And the only reason I talk about this with the meridians, with the horses, it's to give us a logical stopping point and entry point and movement point. But in this case, it's her body who's guiding it, isn't that, wouldn't you say, Jewel?
She's saying yes, but her mute, she's on mute.
Okay.
Yes.
So in this case, I would follow your feeling
right.
rather than the logic in this case.
Yeah, because I personally have not studied meridians. I don't really know anything about them. Yeah, so. Right.
And that's, Linda, many times what the beauty of T-Touch is, you don't have to know the meridians. It's nice. I mean, I have it and I do it, but the beauty of T-Touch is you don't have to go there.
Exactly. Yep. And the only reason I show this on the animal is it's just such a useful area to know. It's one of the areas that is useful to know. It's so basic, you know. Thank you.
And Linda, Christine has her hand raised.
Ah, I see it. Christine, yes. Unmute yourself.
There. Sorry about no photo. I couldn't get Zoom, so I just used the browser. Well, I wrote a little thing about a disabled neighbor and her little rescue service dog. So you asked for people to share their experiences. I don't have any results yet. And so far, I've really only worked on the dog, but I hope to help the woman to help herself with the T-Touch. But she is disabled and has very little bit of money. And this little dog that just came to her turns out has heartworm. So another woman who is the ultimate dog and cat, any animal rescue person in the neighborhood, I wrote this. She jumped into having people take a donation to the local hardware store where they collect such donations to give to the vet to start the heartworm medication. So I went up, I called the woman and asked if I could come and do T-Touch on this darling little precious dog, which I did, but I've only done it once and that was only last week. So I don't have any results or anything, but I'm just sharing. And like I say, the next thing is to have the woman, she was sort of talky. So I'm going to have to sort of work with her to give her the idea. I'll start with heart hugs. And she's a real Christian that prays a lot and everything. So she's into prayer and right thoughts and right affirmations. But anyway, you asked for sharing, and I'm sharing that. But if anyone has any ideas about any dog, I know we're talking about people here, but dog heartworm, you know, help anyway. That I just put that out there.
Well, there's a, for instance, there's, where are you?
Oh, I'm in an hour outside of Austin, Texas.
Right, you're in the U.S. There's the heartworm medication that is from Europe. And if we have any, I don't think we have any of our practitioners from the UK on here now, but that's where I get our heartworm medicine. And it's just a chewy piece that you give to the dog once a month.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's not a preventative, it's a medicine for when they already have it.
It is a preventative. And you'd have to talk to the vet. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a preventative. And you know, what I'm told, they all should have it. And I have great vet, so I trust that.
Right. Well, this dog just came to her. It was given, you know, people kept giving it away, probably because when it had the diagnosis, nobody cared enough or could afford it. So they kept giving the dog away. And now she has it. And as I say, a person has started a fund so we can pay the vet. But I also put in the writing there that a dog person friend of mine who uses Paralandra says that Paralandra does have a parasite tincture, which she claims will get rid of the heartworm as well. And I was wondering if anybody had any expertise with that, because the treatment that the regular vets, just like you don't trust so much the regular doctors anymore, the treatments are very hard on the animals, I understand. She's just a tiny little dog. But yeah, so anyway, I'm going to continue working with the dog and the dog's owner, because she's real grateful and was sort of desperate. Oh my gosh, this precious little dog. And she's trained service dogs before, and this dog was totally, she's only had it a couple of months, and this little dog is already doing, you know, therapy things. And so we want to make sure that this little dog makes it through, for both the dog's sake and the owner's sake. Anyway, that's my story.
Yeah, you know, what I might suggest, yeah, and I don't know what she would charge for it, and it's very possible she would charge, but is to talk to one of our wonderful holistic vets. If you give me your number, I'll call her and ask her, Dr. Janet Barhus, and she would know if there's some alternative to the
other. Oh, I would love that. Do you want my phone number? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so I can contact you, and I'll contact her. And
put her just verbally right now, or do you want me to write it?
Just put it in the chat for.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Actually, give it to me now.
Okay. 830-899-2482.
Yeah. Okay. And if any of you have 2482,
mm-hmm.
have a successful experience with success working with the vet to get rid of heartworm with something. One of the issues that I have is that, as you said, the medication is basically, the amounts are often the same for a big dog as a tiny dog.
Yes.
That's the issue.
Yes, I know. And this is a tiny little dog. She was so precious, and she loved it, by the way. She was rolling over so I could get different parts, and it was really a precious experience. Thank you for this.
Marianne, you had a thought.
Well, your sound is coming in and out really badly, so it's hard to.
You know, I know the problem. The problem is my phones are dying. And crap.
I have a holistic chat that I'm asking. I've got a couple that I work with. So I'll follow up and ask about that as well.
Great. Just a moment. See if they switch over. Can you hear me?
Barely. We barely can hear you.
Okay, that's my problem. I've got a problem with this, definitely, with the computer. So if I speak up, can you hear if I speak this loudly?
Not really.
I can hear you really.
Not really.
I have no other choice at this point. I will.
We can't hear you, Linda.
I'm hearing she's saying she has no other choice at this time.
Marianne, so I'm going to have you translate. I'm going to have to activate the Yeti for the next time.
Okay, so she's going to have to activate the Yeti. And are you able to do it with this computer or whatever you're working on or no?
It doesn't work on Zoom because then she will lose her.
Right. Well, we had it working on Zoom before. We had tested it before. Can you do that, Linda?
I can try.
I'm not sure which device she's on right now. Do we want to pause the recording while we troubleshoot?
I can hear you.
And what is without any microphone? Absolutely, yeah. Nothing in?
Like the computer speakers, like we have.
Can you, it doesn't work.
Aber sie hat doch ein Mikrofon am PC oder am iPhone oder am was auch immer. Da ist doch auch ein internes Mikrofon.
Eigentlich.
Yeah, an internal microphone. I understood that German.
Same words. All right, somebody, others have to talk.
I'm trying to call her too because
Kirsten, if I speak through this, can they hear me?
Barely can hear you.
We can't hear and see her. Yeah. There's nothing, no picture, no audio.
You know what? It's 11:15. We've done 2 hours. We're going to have to stop.
So we've done 2 hours and she said we're going to have to stop.
How do you hear that?
I don't know. I just have a connected system.
No, but Marianne can hear me. I don't understand.
What I can barely hear you, but I've got super speakers and I've got on my computer setup where I can crank the volume up majorly.
Okay, Kirsten.
So Kirsten, she's asking a question. What is it, Linda?
It's the universe speaking.
It's the universe speaking.
It's the universe speaking. I need to say goodbye and prepare this for you that I'm going to do. That's, and send you all much love. And I'm going to send you over the email for those of you who are interested
the process that I'm going through to share.
So you're going to send something out in email, Linda? What is it you're sending out?
What I promised, the process that I promised, all these things I'm dealing with and how I'm dealing with it.
Yeah, so she's going to send out the process and things that she's dealing with, and she'll send it out via email, and she sends her love to all of you.
And that, because everything stopped with, I don't know why it stopped, what it is.
Let's talk the heart hug.
Yes, let's start, end with a heart hug. Can you hear
it? Yes. Until next week, we'll see everyone next week. Same time, same station.
Yes, and I would very much appreciate, Marianne, if they would let me know if this, what we did today, is helpful, is interesting. And if people would just send like one thing that they learned from this, it would really give me the courage to know that we're on a useful track.
So what she'd like you to do is let her know whether this is useful or not. So if you put it in the chat, we can open up the chat later. And also if there's one thing that was particularly useful, if you can type it into the chat so we can see what that was.
Yeah, one high point, one high point.
One high point of today's discussion.
And blessings to you all.
And blessings to you all. So we'll leave it open for people to type into the chat for a couple minutes, and then we'll close.
And let's do a heart hug as first, and then.
And let's do a heart hug.
Let's send Linda's computer and everything lots of love while we're doing the heart hug.
Next week, I'll use my other computer. I have a new desktop.
To a beautiful week.
Love you all.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Marianne?
Yes?
Can you wrote me how is your things? You have the same microphone like Linda, or?
I think I have a different version. Like I've got the king size Yeti. I've got this Yeti blue.
Yeah, and how you connected it with a MacBook or in?
I'm hooked to a desktop, so it's a USB port that it plugs into.
And it's not complicated, or it's an only thing you put it in and that's all.
That's it.
Okay.
There's lots of adjustments on it. So there's gain, so it determines whether you can pick up background noise or not. So that's adjustable. They have four settings on it for what type of noise reduction you have. And then there's volume. Like I don't even have this at half volume right now, and I have it about 2 feet away from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how clear it is or not clear.
It's really good. Yeah, it's really good. I want to try it. And I will see how it could make with an sound engineer and how we can work with this audio things from Linda.
And what camera are you guys using for? And I guess we can shut off the recording. You want to do that, Kristen?
No, I think the